This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the Air Force One and the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, are on their way to North Dakota. Edition of What's on Your Mind. Never mind that great economy or the progress in taking on that dictator and nuke lover Kim Jong-un, or that Inspector General report that confirms everything Donald Trump has said about James Comey. Democrats are successfully, with their allies in the mainstream media, changing the story, getting all of those things on the back burner so they can use one of their favorite tools ever by saying Republicans are heartless. Look at what's happening at the border. Republicans are heartless. They're horrible. They're evil. They're terrible people. Vote for us. We want everybody to come to America. And so we have that. And then we also have the March for Our Lives edition. March for Our Lives edition. These are the folks from the Parkland School that are of the opinion that guns are the problem. Not bad people. Guns are the problem. And that if we just take away guns, crime will be reduced. Yeah, they're coming to support Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, and evidently didn't have real good civics lessons in Parkland, Florida, because they're trying to register voters in North Dakota. Newsflash, we don't have voter registration. But anyway, it'll be entertaining to have them here, for sure, and see some of that. So can hardly wait. So that obviously, we have a lot to talk about. Hi, folks. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. The other thing we're going to do today is catch up with more of the farmers that were at the event with Congressman Kevin Cramer at the White House on Friday. And you heard Terry Wanzek tell us, a farmer from Jamestown, senator from the state legislature there representing Jamestown, that there really was some insight offered into the strategy of the trade negotiations. So we'll talk with more of the folks about that today on the program as well. Kevin Skunas will join us. Julie Ellingson will join us. Tom Campbell will join us. Do we have any others? Those are the three. All coming up on the program. And then Teddy Roosevelt and his son, Quentin, a first time here on the program. So we're pretty excited about that. Todd, have you had them together on your program before?
Mm-hmm. I know you've had,
okay, so this is the first time we've done this together, I believe. I seem to remember Quentin being on before. I just didn't remember if he was on with Teddy. But anyway, a very neat event. A very neat event. They're going to be going to France. So we'll tell you about that coming up on the program as well. Todd, did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
Did
How about
you?
Nice Father's Day yesterday?
Yes, it was fun. It was a very good time, for sure. And I even snuck in a nap, although I didn't really fall asleep. I had about an hour for a nap, and then
But you didn't really. It's not a nap if you don't fall asleep.
I know. You know. I don't know. Everybody claims that I dozed off. I don't think I did. But anyway, it was the thought. It was the thought that count. It was
well, very. You're snoring, then you probably must have.
I don't think I was snoring.
Did you have your My Pillow with you?
Almost. I did have My Pillow, so it's hard to believe I didn't sleep, but. I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
no doubt.
Let's get to the important stuff here, shall we? Donald J. Trump is coming to North Dakota. Now, Todd, do you have this link on your website? I know you have it up on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. So it's on KFIRE website as well as Facebook. Same with AM1100theflag.com, that website. It's up there. It's on the Facebook. So right now you can go to either of those sites, either of those Facebook sites. Very simple. You put in your name. You put in a telephone number. I think you put where you're from, but I mean it's really simple. And then they text you the ticket, so it's pretty cool. So
wow.
I just in the last 5 minutes, I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions of hey, how do I get tickets? So I know there's, and quite honestly, this happened late on Friday, and, you know, I saw some of the stories on Friday. Saturday didn't have the link up, which surprised me because our link was working Friday night. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The link is there now, and if you don't yet have tickets, make sure you do that right away, okay? Go to these websites. And the reason I say go right away is because the event is scheduled for Wednesday, June 27th. That's a week from this coming Wednesday. We're 10 days away, which is kind of nice. Lots of time to plan. You don't always get that. We'll do a little What's on Your Mind reunion there. Well, I don't know what, but we'll have some kind of a gathering before. Or what we'll figure something out for people to come to town a little bit early. Doors open at 4 o'clock, and the event starts at 7 o'clock. And you want to be in line, and, you know, I would say well before the doors open. Remember, when Mike Pence was here, they had a smaller venue. They were at the Ramada Plaza, I don't know, 1,000 people or something like that. But what happened is they ran out of time to get people in before the event started. And they just, you know, when the event schedule starts, they just start. They don't like, hey, we got a delay because there's people outside waiting. They just go. So trust me on this one thing related to your planning on this event. You want to be there early. When we say doors open at 4, I'd be in line at 2, no later than. No later than 2 o'clock. And, you know, that's no easy thing. And this is where maybe we could do our little What's on Your Mind party right when people are in line. Should we do that, Todd? And then you and I could, like, entertain them. You could do the ukulele. You do that so well, you know. And then I'll do the...
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Right. And then I'll do the tiptoe thing. You play, and then, yeah.
Oh, you're going to do the Tiny Tim. Okay.
Yeah, you got to sing, but I'll do the, I don't know. We'll do some kind of tag team. We'll keep you entertained, but my point is get in line early, okay? Have I made myself clear? Now, also, here's the deal. The event is at Shields Arena. It's not big enough. I'm telling you, it's not big enough. I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, they're used to other places, right, who just, you know, sort of, you know, it's not a big deal. Donald Trump, as president, first trip. It's not first trip, actually. He was a man-in for the first trip. But first public rally that people can attend, because you had to be an invited guest to be at the other event. This is open to the public. Anybody can come. I think the demand will greatly exceed the venue capacity. I really do. I honestly do. So here's my thing. Just get signed up ASAP so you know you have at least one of the seats there, and they'll quickly figure out, uh-oh, this isn't big enough, and then they'll go to a bigger venue. And then, you know, there'll be no worries about, am I going to get in, am I not going to get in, that whole deal. Because we want everybody that wants to go, without question. It's the President of the United States. It's pretty darn cool. So it's really neat. And, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but last Wednesday when Congressman Cramer was on, I said, what is all this, you know, drama in the Washington Post about, you know, you're mad at the White House and that he's not going to come here. And there was a quote-unquote conservative columnist who's writing stories about, things are so bad and this is terrible and why is he going to Minnesota and not coming here? Oh, my gosh, people. Enough with the drama. So anyway, all that's done. Plus, of course, the tweet last week. So that was pretty extraordinary. And anyway, this is going to be great fun. I really think it is. And I encourage you just to get your tickets and be part of history. And should be a lot of fun. And it's, you know, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. So good time. But we'll plan some things. We'll start working on some things right away to keep you entertained while you're in line. But I just want to make sure that you're there. Okay? You're there. Now, I need your help, friends. I need to understand what your viewpoint is. I have mine. I don't really want to share it. I've talked about it before, because I don't want to influence yours, which this audience doesn't shy away from giving opinions. But so we have a situation going on right now where the economy is roaring, where the president has come off an incredible diplomatic effort with North Korea. You have Friday, this unbelievable report from the Inspector General, totally confirming everything Donald Trump did on James Comey. I mean, James Comey's done. This is a guy running around the country talking about his book on leadership and character. Please. But all of that stuff is real. So the Democratic liberal establishment is very good at changing the subject because they have the entire fake news enterprise. They're one and the same. There is no difference. There's countless examples of that. So rather than talk about the economy in North Korea and the Inspector General report, what are they talking about? Republicans are heartless. Why are Republicans heartless? Republicans are heartless because Donald Trump has chose to end catch and release. Meaning, if you come across the border illegally with a child or whatever, oh, we caught you. Okay, we're going to let you go, but you need to show up in court. They don't often show up in court, folks. So Donald Trump has said, we're not going to do that anymore, and we're going to prosecute these criminally as a deterrent. We don't want these people to come from Central America. We want them to know that if they come, they're going to be dealt with, and their child is going to a detention center. Okay? Now, that is being used politically as a blunt force instrument. Rather than Democrats saying, hey, let's get together, let's figure out a plan, let's come up with a law, let's deal with this rationally, let's do what we're elected to do, they are using this against Republicans. Okay? They believe it is an effective political tool against Republicans. What should Republicans do? Because this is going to reach a boiling point this week, folks. This is at a crisis point already, given the noise. I want to know what you want Donald Trump and Republicans to do. 258-0550, call me.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Catholic, as somebody who's got a conscience, I will tell you that nobody likes this policy. You saw the president on camera that he wants this to end.
Yeah, that's just something the media misses. This is not an ideal situation by any stretch whatsoever. Whatsoever. But here's what irritates me. The fix is in elected leaders doing what elected leaders do. Here's my position. Here's your position. Let's put our heads together. Let's vote. Why do Democrats get a pass by simply saying, let's revert to catch and release? Why? But I'm telling you, folks, if you don't have resolve on this issue, if you do not have resolve and let your elected leaders know what you want on this, I'm not sure something will happen. In my mind, this is a important crossroads today. We are at a very important crossroads because this issue is consuming the political world right now. It's number one. It's overshadowed everything. And if it can be used to say, come to the table, vote on a deal, you know, they've got a deal ready to go. And it builds the wall before it does anything. Let's go. Let's fix this so it doesn't happen anymore. This is not complicated, but you're going to have to say, this is what I want, in my mind. You're going to have to just overwhelm them. 800-228-0550. What do you want is the question. By the way, I want you to mark your calendars because we're going back to PetroServe USA to kick off the July 4th weekend. Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, can hardly wait. Can't believe how quick everything's happening here. I mean, you got the president here a week from Wednesday, and then, of course, right after that's the July 4th week. So we'll be at it. And we're going to be there on Monday. Tuesday the 3rd. Day before the 4th, as folks are heading out. Tuesday the 3rd, we'll be there. PetroServe USA, of course, the Valley City location is the stop on I-94 between Bismarck and Fargo. Exit 292, best burgers ever. Best burgers ever. I'm telling you. Todd, I think it's the best burger in North Dakota. You got to stop next time you're there and tell me. PetroServe USA, exit 292. All right, Dave's on the road. Dave, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I was going to make a comment. I was having a discussion with my son yesterday, who's a liberal, but a very intelligent person, and I tried to discuss the reality of the child separations and stuff. He doesn't, and they don't, apparently even hear what you're saying, because it was just blurting out an argument without any reason to it.
No, that's a common trait, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't try and decipher why that is. I have the same experience as I mentioned on the air on Friday. I was called, you know, a fake Christian and, you know, a bigot and racist, and I'm like, what in the world? I mean, you don't have to agree with the policy, but you know, the immediate name-calling and places they go is just irrational. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the vitriol is just so enormous in those discussions that that there's a hatred that nobody's been able to explain, but it's there.
You're exactly right. And that's why I'm saying that's crescendoing now with Democratic leaders ginning that up along with the media ginning that up, and then it becomes, a political blunt force instrument. They obviously see something politically that they gain from this, and they're hoping to stop some immigration.
I've got a couple quick questions, if I might.
Sure.
First of all, with President coming to Shields Arena, I went online to, you know, reserve my tickets, and it said it was going to text me a verification code, which it never did, yet when I went to try it again, it says you're already registered. Do you know how that works? Do you get scanned when you get there or something?
I think if you push the link, there's two ways to do it. There's a way for you to get the code back and then put the code in and then get the, you know, verification. Or there's a way to just click the link. And I did the same thing. Once I clicked the link, then I didn't need to do the code anymore because it gives you that option.
Well, but I couldn't find the link. I understood the link was going to be on the text message, but I never got the text message is my point.
Oh, is that right, huh? Yeah, because I got a thing right back. It came with a thing that said, you know, you're going to get a code. Just, you know, I'm trying to remember how it worked. If it said I'm going to get the code, or I had to click something to get the code, I don't remember. But I think it's either or. So if you said you're registered, you got a little barcode. That's all you need to worry about. A little barcode there is what says you know what they scan.
Well,
when
I
you
didn't
go.
Get anything. You just said I was registered. My second quick question is, are you going to be having Dave Hughes on one of these days that we can get talking with him? I'd sure like to get some of this misconception about Colin Peterson cleared up about what a lockstep liberal he is.
Yeah, we're due for Dave Hughes. Dave Hughes, by the way, folks, is a Republican candidate for the House in Minnesota in District 7 against Colin Peterson. So we'll add that one to the list. Kev, you got that? We'll put that on the wish list.
I'm awaiting. I would wish they would debate. I wish they have a public debate because people got to understand the truth about Peterson, just how in the pocket of Pelosi he is.
Yeah, I don't know why they play that game. And that is that, you know, to me, if you're two endorsed candidates, you ought to have a debate. The fact that you can get by without having one just is ridiculous.
Well, Peterson doesn't want people to see the facts about him. I mean, that's how he's gotten by all these years.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, I appreciate the call. Sorry your son wasn't more rational about this debate. What do you want, folks? Do you want this policy to be reversed while the debate happens? Or do you want this policy to remain in place so a vote actually happens, to stay the ground? Tell me what you want. Tim and Colm, you're next.
What I hope happens is we stand firm. Do what we're doing right now with this policy. Or some people say it's not a policy. I heard Kellyanne Conway this morning on NPR say it's not. It's just this is what we're doing. But here's the thing. Some Republicans are jumping ship, and you got like Senator Collins out of Maine, who's just she's weak-kneed, and we have other weak-kneed Republicans. They don't want to stand tough. They don't have a backbone. If we're gonna control illegal immigration, illegal, we have to have some policies. And part of the thing is we got to build that wall and have better security down there on the border, down there, down south. Yeah, we're going to have to do something with the DACA kids. And they've been here for so long, we might as well make them U.S. citizens. Let's face the fact. They're just going to have to become part of us and become U.S. citizens. But we're going to have a wall. And we need better Republicans in office instead of some of the ones who turn yellow as soon as the sky turns dark.
That's exactly my point, and this right now is a very crucial point. So if there isn't an overwhelming sense from what I would call the Trump base of the Republican Party to the other, you know, wing that is simply saying, okay, we get Trump, but we don't know, you know, their fingers in the wind. They're weak-kneed about this, and they're feeling the heat. If there isn't overwhelming support from the Trump wing of the party, they're going to cave. They're absolutely going to cave. That's why I'm saying the resolve needs to be there. I'm 100% with you, Tim. Appreciate the call. Mike is on the lake. Boy, to be so lucky. We'll talk with him when we come back. Some text rolling in, too. 258-0550. Tell us what you want, folks, and what's on your mind today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
He has a zero-tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed Democrats for the policy, and yesterday, his special counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That is, House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Meanwhile, former First Lady Laura Bush has written an op-ed in the Washington Post saying the current policy of separating immigrant kids from their parents at the border is immoral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary, and have they got a great deal going right now for nurses that became a nurse because they have a heart for others. They want to grow in their skills and excel in the professions, and at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education, decades worth, and they understand that desire to reach the full potential to take on leadership roles and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations now calling for dramatic increases in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And at the University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That is one heck of a deal in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. I'm just getting inundated with questions about the Donald Trump event, and I think most of them now relate, Todd, to the fact that you're going to be playing the ukulele as entertainment for people while they wait to get into the arena. I think that kind of took it to a whole new level now. I don't know what the deal is here, but again, I'll say KFIRE website, AM 1100, the flag website, and also the Facebook pages to find your links.
By the way, he's coming to Fargo. Somebody apparently called our office insisting he's coming to Mandan. No, he has come to Mandan, but no, this appearance is in Fargo, as a matter of fact.
It is. Wednesday, June 27th, Fargo Shields Arena, 7 p.m. Doors open at 4. We want you in line no later than 2 so you can see Todd on the ukulele. All very important, so remember that. All right, let's go to Mike, who's on the lake. Are you literally on the lake right now, like wet in the line?
No, I'm sailing. I'm beautiful day. You couldn't have a more perfect day for sailing down the lake. The boat was sailing itself. I didn't even have to steer, but it's a gorgeous day.
You know, I don't know what that is with Mondays, but you ever notice that the Mondays, usually about Sunday night, about, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, becomes just beautiful, and then you have to leave usually. But not you, Mike. Lucky guy. Lucky guy. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's these immigrants. We were renting our house periodically as an Airbnb, and we had a young man from, I think he was from Guatemala somewhere. He stayed with us. He came up here to work at the gas plant, do some dirty work that had to be done at the gas plant. He was a very nice person. He told me about coming across the Rio Grande at 6 years old on his uncle's shoulders. But these people are coming to our country and doing work that Americans won't do. And I've seen this and you go into the South, and if it wasn't for the immigrants, the people with homes in Arizona and Florida wouldn't be able to have these nice homes that were built with immigrant labor. Locally, we have a problem with we can't get people to work in the grocery store, so people are coming from the Philippines. So why we don't just let these people come into the country, it would help our economy if we had people to do the jobs that need to be done. There's a labor shortage in the United States, and this insanity of calling these people murderers and rapists and drug dealers, it's just, it's propaganda is all it is. And I can't comprehend why we play on this, and to take $21 billion and waste it on a wall when our bridges are falling down. We need to pay our teachers. We have so many needs, and to put money into a wall that simply will not work is insane. And I don't understand why, you know, it's an issue like guns and everything else. It gets the Republicans stirred up. But it's just more propaganda is all it is. And it's just hard to believe that this propaganda radio goes on and on and on. And again, I think to agree with others, you couldn't be a Christian the way you promote all this evil.
Evil. What would be an example of how I promote evil? There are many things
to
respond
to. You won't stand up against Trump's lying. You won't stand up about his dishonesty.
I don't think he's lying. So why would I stand up to it?
Well, part of your problem is you follow, I don't know who you follow, Rush Limbaugh, but if you read about the recent charity that he was involved with in New York and how he was using it as a slush fund, of course, you'll call that all, that's just Democratic propaganda. He was a good man. You just don't have the morality to stand up for what's right. You'd rather be mini Rush Limbaugh running a propaganda station.
But here's what I don't understand, Mike. I don't impugn your motives of why you think like you think. I mean, it's America, so you can be out on the lake and think any way you like. I don't know why you think I only think the way I think because I want to be a mini Rush Limbaugh. I mean, that's like insulting. That's like, suggesting I don't think for myself. Somebody you're not Christian because, you know, you follow this hate. I think the person that has some hate is you when you think that of somebody else because they think they're differently political than you.
I wouldn't take kids away from their parents. I wouldn't support a president that lies every day. I wouldn't support a president who is obsessed with greed. Where is your morality?
Well, again, those are all your opinions that obviously a majority of Americans disagree with. So, I think it's fine to have them, but the point is you can't say, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that, because he's like that when you're assuming you're 100% right when you're obviously not. You're not, and the vast majority of North Dakotans don't agree with you. So
let's hear your spin on Trump and his porn star. Let's hear you spin that.
You know, I don't know why that issue is an issue you pick versus, I mean, by the way, you don't know the truth on that situation. I don't know the truth on that. You're assuming the worst because you hate Trump. Well, great. That's wonderful, but, you know, it doesn't prove anything.
I don't hate Trump. I'm for morality. I'm for decent people. I'm for calling out liars. I'm for calling out cheats. I'm for honesty.
But you get to be the arbiter of what is honesty and facts, and you obviously have a different opinion on those things. So, you know, again, you don't get to be the one that says, I'm the person that's for truth and he's a liar. So therefore, I don't trust you, Mike, to be that arbiter. Sorry.
Okay.
And as I say, a majority of North Dakotans don't.
Okay, try this one. Trump says the Democrats are the ones keeping these immigrants out because they are making these children be taken away from their parents. There is no law. There is no factual basis for what Trump's saying. And he's obviously lying.
That's just not true, Mike. So you've just lied now. Now we can call you a liar because that's not true. There is a law. Now, the policy was to not enforce the law. I assume you liked Barack Obama not enforcing the law. You thought that was okay. Do you know what he did? He had a catch-and-release program. They would catch them and let them go and say, come back to court. How many of you think came back to court to be dealt with properly? You know, this is the problem. You don't have a desire that the law actually be followed when it comes to illegal immigrants. That is where Donald Trump is saying, no, we're going to have a policy that says we're not catching and releasing, and we're going to do this. Now, I don't like the fact that kids are separated from their parents. I think it's awful. But guess what? I blame the parent for taking them across the border. Do you?
The parents are trying to do what they can. These people are being killed.
Let me one more time ask the question of you, Mike. I blame the parents who take the child across, who then cause them to be separated. Do you blame that parent?
No, and let me tell you why. I don't
thank
blame the
you very much.
If I was being persecuted in the United States, I would take my kids to a safe country, no matter what it took.
They were in a safe country. They crossed the border illegally into the United States from Mexico. They were, quote-unquote, being persecuted in Central America. And by the way, if they go to a port of entry, they can claim asylum. So your argument just fell apart, Mike. And I'm not going to waste the rest of the listeners' time any longer because you're bouncing all over on issues and trying to prove a point that you can't. Now, that doesn't make you evil. That doesn't make you unchristian, as you called me, but it does make you wrong. Reader, where we go next. Erica, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the individual who called a few callers ago who said that his liberal son, whenever he tries to have a discussion with him, the first thing he does is call names. And I too would like to know where that stems from. But I think at the very base of it, it's just honestly hate for people who do well for themselves. Because I have ran into that. I went to a liberal college, and it was such a shock. Because I was born and raised in Western North Dakota, and that's all we did is work from a young age. And I would meet kids who had never had a job in their life. And the first thing they want to do, if you have an opinion about taxes being lowered or less government control, is to call you any name in the book that they can associate with people who have money and do well for themselves. And I don't understand it at all. You would think that these people would want to do better for themselves and want to work hard as well. But there is not one lick of sanity when it comes to these people who have just never had to go out there and get things done on their own. And I mean, truly, it's just mean what they can say because they don't want to go out and they don't want to do the hard work themselves. And I really related with that guy who said that his liberal son can't even have a discussion with him because all he wants to do is say and call names. They don't have any logic.
They don't, and I don't know whether it is worthwhile to engage. Eric, appreciate the call. Linda in Bismarck, your take.
Yes, good morning. I just was listening to the guy calling in about the immigration and that, and he's totally off base. They keep hollering about taking these children away from their parents. They had a lady on this morning whose son was killed by an illegal immigrant, and she said, I will never have my son again. So what about all these people that have lost family members? They've been taken away, and nobody seems to care about that.
Yeah, very good point, Linda. Very good point that we could have asked him about. Steve in Montana, let's get your take in here.
Yeah, hey, you know, they talk about all this propaganda concerning the immigrants, but public radio in Montana, because I live in Montana for the last 28 years, they did a couple of radio documentaries on some of these immigrants, including the DACA kids. And the DACA kids, you know, when they get deported back to places like Mexico, they have a higher quality of life than your average Mexican, according to a national public radio documentary, okay? Because they speak English, because they have an education, they're able to get jobs in Mexico that other people can't get because they don't have a sufficient education down there.
Interesting.
Also, I'm half Puerto Rican. My father comes from Ciales, Puerto Rico. my mother's white European, you know. If there's work to be done in America, there's 3.5 million people on the island of Puerto Rico that need work that can come up and do it. You don't need to import them from Mexico.
Great points. Great points, Stephen. Appreciate your call very much. Thanks for it. Interesting. I didn't hadn't seen a story like that, but that's great. More coming up. Don't go away.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model, and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Years ago, Harry Albert Thompson started H.A. Thompson & Sons. His son, Harry Albert, kept that tradition going, as did his son, Harry Albert, and later Mark Thompson. after he returned from his time in the military. And now, over 100 years later, folks rely on the good work of H.A. Thompson & Sons every day. One of my favorite examples is through their Link service, where they are managing hundreds and hundreds, nearly 1,000 of buildings, mechanical systems for companies and names you know. And they can do the same for you. H.A. Thompson & Sons. You can check them out online at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. Christine in South Dakota wanted to respond to something an earlier caller had to say. Christine, what's on your mind?
Good morning, North Dakota. Gold Star Mom here. I almost feel sorry for the man that called. Well, you had me on hold long enough to calm down. Every single point that man tried to make was 100% every talking point from every news show from the left yesterday. And it's a sad state of affairs when they have nothing but those kinds of points to make, but nothing to back it up. So, sir, I respectfully request that you actually do your homework and stay off the air. Well, I shouldn't say stay off the air, but, you know, get your facts straight. You are wrong, you are uneducated, and you are being misled by the mainstream media who is lying to you through their teeth. Their agenda is to take out Trump. Do your homework, dude. Thank you for K-Fire. Love you guys. See you at the rally.
There you go. All right. Week from Wednesday. Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes,
Donald Trump here. You're gonna come help make America
there.
Great again? You're going
to
be there. All
I'm
right. Beautiful.
I'm coming to find you.
Yeah. Yeah. Look for Todd. He'll have the ukulele.
I will.
We'll be doing our best to entertain the folks in line. We want to, you know.
Hey, guys. And where we go one, we go all. Keep up the good fight. Don't let the left win.
I agree with you. We need this as a little what's on your mind. Reunion gathering. So, one goes, we all go. So, sign up, by golly. Let's do it. Bob and Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. By the way, kfire.com, am1100theflag.com, also the Facebook pages for the links to sign up. Don't wait, because this venue, in my mind, is already too small. So, they're going to go pretty quick. And maybe if we sign up in mass now, in big numbers, they'll go, okay, they were right. They were right. And then Todd will have to play the ukulele for that much bigger of a crowd.
And then once that sells out, then I will start the GoFundMe for those ukulele lessons.
There you go.
Pretty rusty. I haven't had to do the Tiny Tim thing in a while.
Bob and Afton, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Boy, would I love to debate that liberal on the lake. I think his head is swimming more than his boat's floating. Look, let me just make a few comments against some of the things that this gentleman said. Where do I begin? Holy cow. So he's for truth and morals. Okay. Well, how does he stand on all the lies and deception that Obama and crew laid out in the American public about you can keep your doctor and your health care plan? How does he feel about the morals standards of Bill Clinton in the White House raping Ronita Broderick and all the other filthy things that president did? How does he feel about the morals and truth about the things Hillary Clinton did with that unsecured server in a mom-and-pop bathroom closet that had all kinds of top-secret – I'm ex-military. They had all kinds of top-secret special access programs. That's above top. That's as high as security clearance as you can get is top – is special access programs on an unsecured server. That's espionage and treason violations. How does he feel? I could go on and on, but let me finalize it with, okay, he's so bent out of shape about illegal immigrants who invade our borders, and it's nothing more than a civilian invasion. It's not a military invasion. It's a civilian invasion of our country, and he's so bent out of shape because the kids get taken away. Kids get taken away from parents all the time in this country when they break the law. The social services step in when the parents are not able to take care of their children the way they're supposed to, and the kids get taken away. Well, how does he feel about the abortion industry that is the left and the Democrats can't wait to support? Every time you turn around, they're for little kids, babies being butchered in the womb of a mother. Where's his moral outrage on that? But yet he's going to fly off the handle because kids are taken away from their parents when they cross the border illegally. And it's not like they do it just to be...
More people need to argue this case like you're arguing it and fight fire with fire on this stuff. I mean, Heidi Heitkamp's using this as a political instrument now and put up a big weepy post yesterday, and I quickly responded on her Facebook page to say, that's interesting. What?
Liberals, and there are good liberals out there that are for freedom, and I don't mean liberals, all of them in a general. The radical left, progressive, socialist, communist-style liberals that are doing the things that they're doing in our country with all the sexual perversion things that are going on with the sex change and the boys using the girls, all of that, those liberals, Scott, they are incapable of understanding logic. Not that they don't want to, they're incapable of it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I also think, by the way, on the moral thing, if we're concerned about, you know, parents being separated from children, you do have to include the abortion issue in it as well, especially when they're throwing the morality argument in your face. Just get in a room and figure it out is my point. And this is where I think the noise needs to come the most loud from all of us, to say, figure it out. Do what you do. Vote. Let's say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.